This is the Troy Prep High School Media Club's interview series, and I'm Amanda Cavanias, Media Club mentor. Today we bring you the second part of our conversation with Amani and Akiva, organizers with Troy for Black Lives.
Just like going out and doing everyday things, like if you could give me a percent, like how much do you see like racism and just like people being treated unfair and you know?
It's a cool question. I feel like it depends on how you're deciding to look at your day, right? I feel like once you start getting in this work, then you kind of can't see it. You kind of see it everywhere. You see it in commercials, you hear it in music. You know that when you walk outside your home, you're on stolen land. You know that you're in a country that was formed off the enslavement of African people, and you know that there's no reparations. You know that depending on what your neighborhood looks like, if you're going on a walk, you know that you're gonna run into cops or not going to run into cops, and you know how they're gonna behave depending on what neighborhood you're in, right? And so I feel like for me, I see it everywhere. And sometimes like that's like the curse of like being woke, right? It's just kind of sometimes you want to turn it off because you just want to relax, you just want to chill, you just want to listen to music, you just want to watch a movie, you know? So I can't necessarily tell you that when I go outside, I see a one-on-one act of racism because I understand like racism as this whole pyramid of individual actions just being like little things on the top of this whole structure that makes it so my neighborhood is segregated. So, like, me and my friends went to the same high school and had completely different experiences. That there's different opportunities that if like I decide to give birth, that like my birth outcomes are like ridiculously negative as compared to my white counterparts if we were raised in exactly the same way in places, and right. And so I feel like on an everyday, day-to-day basis, I see racism everywhere. I see oppression everywhere. I see gender oppression everywhere, transphobia everywhere. And sometimes if you want to go on the internet and you want to see individual actions, you can find it anywhere. You just scroll on your feed and you can find a new person murdered by the police this today.
Yeah, everything that you Monty said I second, but then like yeah, there's no really no but, it's just like an add-on. But like you know, like back like my so when I was in college, I took poli sci was my major, and my political science like teacher, he told me well, he told the class, like this was like the first exercise of the class, was like basically like name things that you think aren't politics for like, and we had to do that for like a week. And then the next week was, well, now we're gonna turn it, like we're gonna basically show you that everything that you said and named, like it could be grass to football games to what you eat from a store, and turn that, and we're gonna basically show you that it's all politics and everything is politics. So basically that's the same thing with racism, like you know, like it's like a spectrum. Like so like you know, you go from like obviously, you know, police brutality to Klan rallies to slavery and all that stuff, but then you can go to like the smallest thing of like just your everyday microaggression. That's like, oh, you look pretty for a dark skinned woman, or like oh, do you play basketball for black men? And like it's like, yo, like no, I don't play basketball. Why do you think I play basketball? Because I'm black. And it's like, nah, it's like you know, like that's whack. So like you know, and like people know, like do it knowingly, and people do it unknowingly, just because it's so built into people's psyches and like society. So yeah.
If you could change one thing about the society when coming to the justice system, what would it be?
All right. Nah, I was gonna let you be great, but I me personally about the justice system, probably like the whole justice system, or but obviously, like, you know, we can't change the whole thing, like, you know, right away. But like, you know, baby steps. I would think that us as Troy for Black Lives are on a movement of abolishing the police. So I that would be one, that would be one thing I guess we can start off with, is abolishing the police.
Yeah, I think I would like to see just like accountability and like the justice system to actually work. If police officers did what they were supposed to do, it'd be great. If somebody could hold them accountable, it would be great, but that's not what I see. So I want the justice system to work and to stop sending people to jail for doing things just to survive, to meet their basic needs, and stop sending people to jail for being addicted to things. And I wish like we actually had, I wish it actually lowered the recidivism rates, right? People going back to prison. I wish it worked the way it worked in other countries where people go to jail, they get rehabilitated, and then they return to their communities. But we know this whole justice system and court system is based off slavery. So I guess I wanna see everything change, like Akiva said.
What does abolishing the police look like to you?
Obviously, like, you know, there have to be some type of community accountability if the police are gone. But beyond that, it's like, you know, it's like, you know, police officers, they always say, oh, yeah, I want to do this to help my community and all the other stuff. Like, but we see that's really not what a lot of them intend, like, actually end up doing. And then so like, I would like to see, like, you know, more people talking about, oh, I want to help my community. I could be a social worker, or I could be a teacher, or I could be a mentor, or I could just be an active person in my community. Helping out, volunteering at the Boys and Girls Club or the YMCA or the local basketball court, or starting up programs for like people that are into music, or like, you know, more programs around STEM that will help young people get on the right track. Because, like, you know, obviously, like, those young years are like the forming years of a person. So, like, you know, if you can get to people early enough and like help them get through whatever trauma or whatever that they've gone through or seen, then they'll probably 9 out of 10 times be on the track to progression and positivity.
Yeah, I think essentially we don't necessarily remember what it looks like because we've been in this system for centuries now, but like the current police system that we have, it comes out of enslavement, comes out of trying to collect enslaved folks who were liberating themselves and running away. So it's like we kind of can't get away from that foundation, in my opinion. And also like the whole mass incarceration system being based on just continuing to try to keep and hold and exploit Black bodies, right? And so I think that police abolition looks like creating some other systems, like just to, I think what we do now is just like we outsource the problem, right? We're like, we're afraid of our neighbors. We don't know how to interact with each other. So we call somebody else to handle this. The way we handle garbage, call somebody else to handle it. We don't know how to just like take care of our own communities anymore. And yeah, so I think it will look like Akiva was saying, figuring out community accountability. And it's like, okay, so what do the cops really do, right? They show up to a situation after something's already happening, usually, and then they bring people away. And so I guess it would mean like us being able to show up within our own communities to figure out how to separate people who need to be separated, but also like not to throw people away, and to figure out how to like heal together.
What do you think is the next step for Troy for Black Lives?
I'm not too sure. Like, you know, like I don't know what the next step is. I know more, you know, actions as far as like protesting and like things like that, because that's necessary, and like trying to get change locally in Troy, like with being more active in the community at like aspect of things. But other than that, you know, we're always gonna be here. As of what we can see right now, there's always going to be some type of reason on to why we need to be out in the streets or be at city council meetings or some type of meeting with the higher ups in the city of Troy. So you're always going to hear us.
And I want to add, I think one thing we're trying to get into is mutual aid. And so we're trying to figure out how can we directly support Black people's lives, improve Black people's lives on a everyday way, right? So how can we just support our community financially in ways or other kinds of resources we can get to people in need. And I think one other thing we're thinking about is there's so many folks who end up being families of like crimes, violent crimes. They have family members shot and killed. Some people are able to get like assistance from government in order to support themselves with like burials, but other people cannot if it's like certain kinds of like shootings or murders. And so we want to support those folks who can't access those kind of funds to make sure they got support and don't have to go into further debt trying to memorialize their family.